Welcome to Relevance for Today, a show where you will be encouraged, inspired, and fed through the Word of God. You will find relevant teachings, tips, discussions, interviews, and more for both believers and even non-believers who are considering salvation through Jesus Christ. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hey, folks. Hello there.
Thanks for tuning in. Welcome to another episode of Relevance for Today. I've got an amazing interview today with Lois Flewellen. Hey, Lois.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Yes, this is awesome. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about Lois, and then we're going to jump right in and put her on the limelight, the spotlight, and all that good stuff. So Lois is an engaging speaker, teacher, and author who flows in the prophetic anointing and apostolic leadership to empower individuals to walk out in their God-given destiny. Her passion is for training and equipping the body of Christ through practical Bible-based teaching, prayer ministry, and discipleship. Her writing and teaching reflects the many obstacles and fears she has overcome, demonstrating the power of God who sets us free. She teaches and speaks about walking in our identity as Christians, inner healing, spiritual warfare, the prophetic, understanding our true authority, deliverance, and living in the supernatural. Yes.
Ooh, that's my favorite.
That's you. Okay. So we've got Lois on. It's really exciting. We actually planned this in less than 25 minutes. We're also on live as well right now. So shout out to all those folks that are actually getting to watch this firsthand, fresh. And so, Lois, I want to introduce you to the world. Many know who you are. Some of my viewers don't, and this is going all over the world. So tell us about Lois Flewellen.
Well, you know, when I first started out, I am actually shocked at how much the Lord has called me into. And like you said, the supernatural, I love the supernatural. I seem to be able to flow in it. In fact, when you were talking about being live, I know I'm maybe not supposed to do it this way, but all of a sudden the Lord just started to speak to me about being alive. And I feel like he's calling so many of us to come alive in him and experience him beyond, I think, whatever we have ever done before. And I get excited about that. I really do. I have so many experiences in the Lord. I love to share them. I love to teach about it. So, yeah, there's a little piece of me anyway.
That's exciting. And as you can see, folks, she's really excited. I'm really proud of you, Lois, because I really did put you on the spot. We were just going to go live, but it turned into a two-part interview, which is perfect because one of the things I'm doing, as most of you know, with Relevance for Today, is I've talked enough. I've got over 280 some episodes. I want to start interviewing some people and push them out in front while I sit back and just say a few words and watch. So I'm excited. So Lois, everybody has a story where you didn't just all of a sudden one day go, I'm going to live for the Lord now. What's your testimony in that area?
Well, I grew up in a church, but in the church that I grew up in, it really didn't talk about Jesus a whole lot. I didn't really become saved until after I was married, within our first year of marriage. And I remember we went to a different church, the one that my husband actually grew up in. And I'm sitting in this church, and all of a sudden he was given the salvation message. And we're standing up, and my hands are gripping the back of the pew. And I could hear it inside, you know, to go forward. And I thought, oh no, I am not going forward. I don't know what's happening here. I don't know the experience that I'm happening.
Yeah.
But at that point I got saved. But it wasn't just accepting Jesus as my savior, I'm telling you, it radically changed me.
Amen.
Got baptized. But I will tell you this, I lived many years doing just about everything in the church.
Mm.
I've done the kids, we did teenagers, started to speak at different places.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until I was probably, I would say, in my 30s, when all of a sudden I got hit by the Holy Spirit. I would call it now, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And then my whole world opened up. It was different because I was in a word church, very mm-hmm. conservative word church. And all of a sudden I was having visions. I was having dreams. I was having not just open visions. I was seeing things everywhere, both on both sides, the demonic and the angelic. I thought I was going crazy. I had no one to talk to about this.
Wow.
Because nobody really understood this, where I was in the world that I was in. So I kept quite a bit of it to myself for a long time, but I started to do, I think the Lord does this to us. I don't know why, but he just kind of causes us just to dive in.
Yes.
And I started to have so many experiences, but through every experience, the Lord taught me about him, who he was, and the authority, the power that we have, which was outside of my scope of thinking, I'll be honest with you. I just remember the Lord giving me a vision, and it was a triangle. And for those that live in New Brunswick, I'm right on the border. And I was with two ladies from New Brunswick, and we were praying, and I saw this vision of a triangle. And the triangle had the points, the two points together was like, he said, you know us, know me as Heavenly Father, and you know me as Jesus, but you, and the Holy Spirit point was just kind of dangling.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you don't know me as Holy Spirit, but I'm going to show you. And
Amen.
Show me, did he ever? He showed me. And from that point on, I started to have one experience right after another. And then I had to finally reach out and just find people who could help me with this understanding what was happening. But I will tell you this. I had a 19-year-old daughter at the time. She was in Texas going to Teen Mania.
Mm-hmm.
She was having the same experiences that I was having here at home. So we got to be able to really talk. The Lord hit both of us at the same time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, you said a lot of things in there. And the first thing I want to share on and the importance of is the fact that when the journey first started, you said once you came to Christ, you all of a sudden were busy and doing all kinds of things
mm-hmm.
in the church environment.
Right.
You were helping. You pretty much were serving.
Yes.
And
in every capacity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about. You had a hunger for wanting to serve.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's powerful. And so you had these experiences, your daughter's having the experiences. How exciting was that when you two shared about what you were going through? What was that moment?
I mean, we're both being hit because we're both coming from a very, like I said, it was conservative. It was a church that you went in and you were reverent.
Mm.
There was no, you know, the expressions were not really, it wasn't that they weren't welcome, but it just was a different form of worship. That's all.
Right.
And so, for both of us, it was like, whoa, what's happening here? We've not experienced this before. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, we've grown together throughout the years and share, and it's just a powerful relationship when you have that with somebody else, whether it's your daughter or son or, you know, in your particular circle. It's really powerful.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's kind of like what I shared with you when I said, hey, why don't we go live? And why don't we turn this into a podcast or two? And don't worry, everything's just going to flow. We're going to mm-hmm. allow the Holy Spirit to guide us. And we're just going to get into a conversation. And as you're sharing things, it's just going to flow. And then it's like, what was it? The road to Emmaus.
Yes.
When the two disciples were walking and Jesus joins them. And something welled up within them when he was with them.
Exactly.
And of course, with us, with the Holy Spirit in us, two or more gather together. Well, he's already mm-hmm. with us anyway, because he's already in us with the Holy Spirit. And you just get that welling up. You get excited. You want to share about what God is doing. And that's one reason why I love doing this. And I love doing lives and turning it into a podcast episode, because you never know what's going to come out of a person when you go off the cuff like this and rely on the Holy Spirit.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So when did you decide to just, you know what, I want to live for the Lord. I want to do ministry. I want to do something that gets me to the point where I'm doing something that God called me to do with the giftings, with the anointings that I have.
Well, I remember, I think it was around 2007. Mm-hmm. I actually was away and I was flying and I had a huge vision. I was reading my scripture on the plane and I went into this vision and I wrote it all down. And God gave me a picture of a particular place. He told me that he wanted me to go and buy this building. He actually told me the three or four parts of what was going to take place.
Oh, wow.
And I was to have a counseling center. I was to host conferences. I was to have equipping and training school.
Oh, boy.
And I was to have a prayer ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think my first reaction was?
I'm trying not to laugh over here because I'm thinking, oh boy, you're probably like, what? You were just
me?
Like Moses, right?
Me? Mm-hmm. Now, I forgot to mention that I was very shy all growing up.
Mm.
In fact, I didn't really talk a whole lot until after I was 11 or 12 years old.
Oh, wow.
I've always seen myself as an introvert.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had one of my relatives say to me and looked at me and said, why don't you ever really talk? You kind of stand there, you're watching, but you never really talk. And that really struck me. And I thought, why don't I?
Wow.
Why don't I talk? What's interesting about that is that here I had this gifting of being a big voice mm-hmm. for the Lord. Now, I'm not using that term big in the terms of popularity, right, and all that. I'm using it in the terms of God wanted to use me.
Mm.
He wanted to use me in my speaking. He wanted to use me in my writing. He wanted to use me in my teaching. But if I stayed in that place where I only saw myself in this particular way, that divine gifting that he'd given me would never have come out.
Mm.
So it really, when this all started out, that was one of the things the Lord said to me. He said, you're going to be a voice for me. And I started out and I would speak at different women's things, just small events and things like that. Scared, oh my goodness. But the Lord has trained me up, he and I, to do these particular things. And so out of that, I have Empowering Life Center now.
Mm-hmm.
For ever since 2000, we opened in, well, we bought it I think we opened in 2008.
Oh, wow.
We've had three counselors there. I actually just closed my that part of my practice because the Lord's transitioning me out of that. I'm doing more ministry, more coaching, those and writing and so forth. Mm-hmm. We did start the conferences immediately. Nice. So we've had people from all over come in. In fact, we're doing one coming up next month. And then the equipping and training school, God just downloaded 12 courses.
Wow.
Gave me the titles. This is how he works. I don't know. And then I said, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know how to do this. Mm-hmm. He said, take one at a time. So of course I went with my favorite one, diving into the prophetic. Wow, that was my first one that I taught. And I've taught that two or three times since then. And we're starting to build this all up again.
Nice.
Steve, because I don't know if people know, I've been through a lot in the last 3 years.
Yes, you have.
And so the journey has been tough. And I think this is part of why when you shared about me, I like to do the inner healing things because God is, everything that God has done in my life, every hardship I've gone through, God has taught me things. Yeah. And out of that, I teach from my experiences. I teach not from all the supernatural stuff. I do that too. But I also teach from the hard stuff that I've gone through. And is, I think for many of us throughout, we're all going through really, really hard stuff. Sometimes I've questioned that. I call it sometimes I've gone flat. Meaning I've had to lay down for a while.
Yeah.
But God has always revived me again. So in the midst of all of this stuff, God can give us these big visions. We just have to take one step at a time.
Yeah.
Just go forward and do the best that we can in serving him. And at first, you know, a lot of my family, friends, they all thought I was crazy when I shared this vision.
Noah, right?
Yeah. But you know what happened? I called my husband. He was home and I said, I've had this vision and there's this spot that God says that we're supposed to buy, you know, for. And he goes, I think I know where it is.
Wow.
He was with another man and a friend of ours. And sure enough, he went up to the place. He walked across. He says, is this for sale? And the man says, yes, it is. There's no for sale sign on it, but it's for sale.
That's incredible.
So the three of us joined together and we purchased this building. We redid it all the way the Lord showed us. Mm-hmm. And here we are.
Wow.
Here we are.
That's amazing. And you know, you said a mouthful when you said you've been through a lot these last 3 years.
Yeah, I have.
You know, COVID almost took you out. You hung in there, you know.
Well, that was quite a surprise. That shocked me. I went from being at a camp with my family, which we go to we ran a camp at the time, all my grandchildren and everything, to 3 days later, ending up in the hospital, being air flighted out, having 5% chance of survival, being on a ventilator. They took me to Portland, actually, and I was in the ICU for a week. And then I went into another area I actually did three different floors, let's put it that way, before I got out. And then it took me about 4 or 5 months to actually learn how to eat, walk again, get my strength back. It was tough.
Yeah.
I've had, you know, in even in that, I'll mention my podcast. Can I mention you know, different materials that I've written.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I've had so many experiences, even in the ICU, where angels were fighting for me. And in these experiences and in my visions that I've had, God has strategically come in. Now, just the COVID thing is a whole story in itself. Literally. I don't know if you want me to share pieces
of that.
Share
whatever you want. Listen.
It was miraculous.
Lois Flewellen is the name of the title.
But my daughter was in New Mexico at the time. And she, like I told you, she is very much a warrior and very anointed. She went to the floor and she goes, God, what are we supposed to do here? Because she, I mean, they did not expect me to live. I mean, it was just like, boom. My whole life just shifted. And so she said, he told her, get her warriors praying. I'm connected all over the world as well. And I'm part of different apostolic teams and so forth. So I was shocked. She contacted various ones. And I'll tell you, she flew home, of course, but they allowed her to put a iPad in my room. I was unconscious. That they prayed over me constantly. Either it was her alone praying, whatever she was doing all day long, cooking or whatever. But people from all, I was shocked. She showed me, because she recorded a lot of it. And it was interesting how the nurse there that would come in was so powerfully touched by all of that. I know that's what saved me. I know those prayers saved me. And, you know, God used all of that. But I remember her coming when I finally got down to the hospital room where I could have a visitor. She came in and she brought me her computer, her laptop. And she goes, Mom, I want to show you this. I cried and I cried and I cried. I was amazed at the people, the love that was outpoured.
And I
just feel like today I need to say that too, Steve. I just feel like so many times we're out here and you think you're all alone. But somebody needs to hear this. God's got you, and there are people all around you that just absolutely love you and care about you. And sadly, it's when we're in the tough times that we really realize who those people are.
Yeah.
But don't ever feel like you're alone, because God is always with us. Plus, these people, I mean, like I said, I was just shocked. And I believe there's people out there today that you need to recognize that God's got mighty men and women all around you, praying for you, protecting you, and loving on you. I just feel like somebody needs to hear that and to open up their eyes and receive hope.
And let me insert something in there too, Lois, because at the same time, if you are that individual that's interceding and praying for your brothers and sisters in Christ or a loved one, make sure they know that you're doing that.
Yes.
Well, because it's like you said, once you saw the laptop, it just blew you away. You were crying. You had no idea.
Yes.
There's people walking around, you know, I'm the only one left, Lord, right? They don't know that there's people praying in the corner for them. It's like, get in touch with each other. Let each other know, hey, listen, I'm praying for you, by the way. Or kind of like when we check on each other, when I'm just saying, hey, Lois, how's things going with the live? You need any help? Let's talk. Let's get you out there. People need to hear what you have to say. And that's powerful, Lois.
Yes.
That alone right there, just sharing that one piece, you know, and you're smiling. You almost got taken out. But, you know, I always joke, like when some of you know who Chantel Hayes is, when she was in that bad car accident and stuff like that. But I jokingly said one day, I said, they got tired of hearing your name being thrown up all the time in heaven. They're like, would you just heal the woman and get on with life? This is all we're hearing is Lois Flewellen this, Lois Flewellen that. Okay, poof, get her up. Let's go. You know, we got work to do.
It's well, that's what I had an angel standing behind me in the ICU. Mm. And I had that vision and I felt it. It was like it leaned down by my ear and I heard it set them say, fight, Lois, fight, because your time is not yet.
Yes.
So something inside me started to fight.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
And here you are today. And I love that, because now when you're teaching, when you're training, when you're speaking like we are right now, you've got a testimony that people can relate to. There's other people out there that were on their deathbed. There's other people out there that are on their deathbed right now.
Yes.
Seeing or listening to this podcast and saying, wow, there is hope.
Yes.
How can I get up and go and continue to be who God called me to be, even in the trials and tribulations?
Well, it takes radical trust.
Mm.
And, but I will say, I knew when I was in the hospital here in town, the doctor came in and said, you only have 5% chance, call your relative, you know, your family. I remember resolving right then and there. Fear gripped me. I will tell you first. I have 7 grandchildren.
Mm.
And I have 3 children. So my first reaction was, wow, I'm not going to see some of them grow up because some of them are young. And then the next thing that I resolved was that, well, God, if it is my time, it's okay. I'm ready, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think in those times, it's not about, we don't give up. If God says it's not your time, then you're going to fight.
Yeah.
And I am shocked at how I have come back. I say come back to life almost. It was that. I mean, if you could have seen me, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
That's when you said, you know, we are alive. You kept on saying, we are alive.
Yes, we're alive.
And I believe that there's so many of us that are not, we're dead spiritually.
Mm.
We're dead. Some of us are, you know, dying physically. Some of us are giving up a hope. We're, you know, but God is alive.
Amen.
And he just wants to do some great, your time's not up yet.
That's right.
Some great things to do through you.
Yes. Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And we also can't forget about your amazing husband, Dale, passed away. Was that last year?
Last July. Yes.
Yep. Wonderful, amazing man, mighty man of God, wonderful man, big heart. Oh my word. I met him through the food pantry and him hauling fresh vegetables up to the elderly, and just an awesome man, truly a blessing to have met him too. And know him as well. Well, Lois, believe it or not, see, this is what I told you about how fast and easy it goes.
It is fast.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead, and anything else you want to share in the next couple minutes, because we're going to wrap this up and have you pray, close this show, and we'll film another one. In line with what you just shared, because that's the exciting part I told you about, how you'll be in a live podcast, and all of a sudden, Holy Spirit will just show you something and the whole conversation goes towards something. And it turned into, like you said, there's some people out there who might be giving up and so forth. And someone wrote this message. I'm going to show this as well. It says, amazing testimony. One of my favorite places, the valley where we grow.
Wow. Yeah. Yes.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that. But yeah, do you have any closing words before I have you pray, aligned with that, with encouraging others? Their time's not up yet.
Well, I think in the season that we're in right now, what's been on my heart a lot is that we have to really connect with the Lord.
Mm.
in a more powerful way than we've ever connected before.
Yeah.
Because if we do, then we can stand strong. We'll be under the shadow, his shadow of the Almighty. Amen. And as I, when I go into prayer, I feel very strongly about praying in that direction. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. Perfect. Awesome. You do pretty good at this. Getting your feet wet right off the spot with a live interview. Okay, mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, hey, let's get to it. Go ahead and do your thing there, mighty woman.
Okay. Ooh. Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to praise you, Lord, because it's all about you. Yes. And Lord God, I thank you that you fight for us. That, Lord God, you are the one that surrounds us. You put us under the shadow of our wings, your wings, Lord God. And, Lord God, no matter what comes at us, Lord, you said that we're conquerors. In fact, we're more than conquerors. Mm-hmm. And so, Lord God, I pray for every single person that is listening right now or watching this, Lord Jesus, that you will set their feet. In fact, I'm hearing Psalms 40. Pull them out of that miry pit, wherever they are, Lord God. Pull them out of there and set them on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. Lord God, I pray that you'll put a new song in their mouths, Lord Jesus, that they will sing your praises. I hear the Lord saying that many are going to come to know the Lord because of, I don't even know who's watching this. I don't know who's going to be hearing this, but I do know this, that there are nations inside of some of you, that the Lord is calling you to rise up in the firmness of who he is, in your identity, in that warrior stance, in that fighter position, and because the Lord has need of you. And I hear the Lord say, there are nations that are going to come out and be pulled into the kingdom of God because we are obedient. Yes. And so, Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for healing touches on those, Lord God, that are listening. Even if some are, like Steve said, physically sick right now, I know we have the power to heal. So touch their bodies, Lord God, with your healing. Touch their minds, Lord God, with clarity, with direction, and with your divine plan. And we thank you and praise you for this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Hey, there you have it, folks. Thanks for tuning in to an amazing episode with my dear sister, Lois Flewellen. You saw the little screen. For those of you watching the video, you can see her name going past with her little Facebook page as well as her website. Part two of our interview, we're going to be discussing her website. We're going to be discussing her books, her upcoming conference, all kinds of good stuff. So make sure you watch that one. Hey, shout out to John Strid. Just said great, encouraging words. So hey, with that being said, folks, if you're watching live, stay on with us. If you're not watching live, of course, that means you're watching the show on Kingdom Community TV, or you're on YouTube or on Facebook. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to share, subscribe, friends, family, and even to strangers. God bless. Love you all. Take care of yourselves. Peace. Thank you.